Blackstone Publishing presents Predator, Stalking Shadows by James A. Moore and Mark Morris. This book is read by James Patrick Cronin. James A. Moore. This one is for Mark Morris and Cliff Biggers. They both know why. Mark Morris. For Chris Golden and Tim Levin. A right pair of monsters. Prologue. Los Angeles, 1997. The mission was a failure. Most of the OWLF team sent in to capture the creature that was stalking and killing members of LA's heavily armed drug gangs were dead, including their leader, Peter Keyes. The last that Garber, Keyes' second-in-command, had seen of the city hunter, it was being pursued not by the CIA's highly trained task force, but by a middle-aged street cop. Garber knew he would be in deep shit for what had transpired here today, having assumed responsibility for the mission after his boss's death. He refused to believe any of it was his fault, refused to believe the consensus among his superiors that he had no real aptitude for leadership. What he couldn't deny was that under his admittedly hastily assumed jurisdiction, the entire operation had quickly descended into what could only be described as a clusterfuck. In an effort to track down the city hunter, Garber had requisitioned the OWLF helicopter that had brought them here. The chopper had landed on the rooftop of a government-owned building in the city, where Garber, after stepping out of the elevator and ascending the final staircase leading to the landing platform, found he wasn't alone. A big guy in combat fatigues, his face blackened with camouflage paint and a cap pulled down low over his forehead, was swinging a large rucksack into the cockpit of the chopper and then climbing in after it, as Garber was assailed by a swirl of hot summer air. "Hey!" Garber shouted, and the big guy turned around. Garber rolled his eyes. Could this day really get any worse? "Oh," he said, recognizing the face beneath the camouflage paint. "It's you." Major Alan Dutch Schaefer, U.S. Special Operations Forces veteran, was a man with a checkered past and an even more checkered present. The only member of an elite mercenary rescue team to survive what was thought to be the first official encounter with an alien hunter, reports of him, or at least someone matching his description and military prowess, had been cropping up with increasing regularity in recent years, often associated with PMC groups, and in the midst of some of the most dangerous firefights in the world. The last time he had come into direct contact with OWLF had been in a pissant little village in the butthole of South America, during a bug hunt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?